The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Vav, and we are 12 lines from the top of daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. So we began Perek Hazov, which we said deals the beginning with the halachas of Mois Koinois, Kinyan Chalipin. We had a little bit of a digression at the very early part of the Perek. Today's daf is going to deal with Kinyan Chalipin. Itmar, Rav Levi. There was a machloikis, Rav and Levi. Chad Omar once said, Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. A coin can be used as the object for a Kinyan Chalipin. The Chad Omar, the other said, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. A coin cannot be used for the object of Chalipin. So it's a little bit of a background. What is Kinyan Chalipin? Kinyan Chalipin can actually be done in one of two oifanim. One oifan would be where Reuven and Shimon get together and they're going to engage in a transaction. Reuven's going to sell something to Shimon. The standard way for the Kinyan to take place could be for the Lekeach to do a Meshicha on this Chayfetz that he's buying. Or to do a Hagbah. You have Kinyan Chatzar, Kinyan Agav, there's a whole bunch of different types of Kinyan. One type of Kinyan is Kinyan Chalipin, where the Loikeach, the one that's acquiring, will give an object to the Meicher. According to one sheet that we'll see, it's actually the Meicher that's giving the object to the Loikeach. The Meicher does a Meshicha on this Chefetz, and as a result, the Kinyan goes into effect. So this Chefetz that's trading hands in the Chalipin is just something that's used for a ceremonious reason. It's used for the purpose of the Kinyan. So instead of giving money, which he'll have to give at some point, presumably, he's going to give him an object when the Meicher does Meshicha on that object, that causes the Kinyan to go into effect. That's the classic case of Chalipin. We'll see there's another type of Chalipin where two people want to engage in a barter transaction. I have something, you have something, I have tomatoes, you have potatoes, let's swap. The Kinyan can take place by us agreeing to swap these two objects. But either way, there's two types of Chalipin. The more standard Chalipin is the first one, where somebody wants to acquire something, and the way the Kinyan is going to go into effect is by the acquirer giving an object over to the Makna. When the Makna does Meshicha on this Chefetz, that causes the Kinyan to go into effect. So we have a Machloikis here, Rav and Levi, whether that object that's going to trade hands from the acquirer, from the Lekeach to the Makna, could that be a Matbeya, or could that not be a Matbeya? Rav Levi, Chadama once said Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, Chadama the other said Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. Rav Papa said, my time, the Mandama Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. What's the Biur, the Svara behind the Mandama that holds Matbeya can't be used as Chalipin? Why not? Mishum the Daite Atzurasa, says the Gemara. The reason is, because when a person acquires a coin, in his mind, the Chashivas of the coin is associated with the Tzura, the picture of the king or whomever it was that was on the coin, the tsurasa avida de batla, and that's not something that's necessarily going to be there forever. Rashi explains, because the melech may decide one day that all the tsurais that are currently on the coins batla, and we're going to have to make new tsuras. So being that the tsura that's currently on the coin is not something that will necessarily be there forever, and that's what gives the makna, the chashivas of the coin, it's for that reason that the coin can't be used as chalipin. Obviously, this is something that requires a little bit of more beer. And Rashi says that the pshat in this Gemara is related to a Gemara later in Perek Hazov, where the Gemara learns out from a drosha that the chefetz that's used for kinyan chalipin has to be a dover mesuyim, and it has to be a dover shaleh. Being that this chefetz's chashivos is related to the tzura, and the tzura, like the Gemara says, is avida de batla, we look at this chefetz today already as if it's not a dover shalem, it's not a dover mesuyim. So it's almost the gzeiras hakosov that tells us that the coin cannot be used as chalipin. Now we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah hazov koines hakesev. Reuven and Shimon, one had zov, the other one had kesev, and they want to swap the zov for kesev. So what did the Mishnah say? If the one that has the kesef does Meshicha on the Zav, then the Kinyan is Chal. Nobody can back out. If the one that had the Zav did Meshicha on the kesef, then it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, I have Zav, you have kesef. We're swapping our respective monies. My lab b'chalipin. Doesn't this sound a little bit like a kinyan chalipin? Maybe the latter form of chalipin that we mentioned earlier? Well, I'll give you my thing, you'll give me your thing, we're swapping it. Vishmamina. If so, you see matbeya nasa chalipin. Matbeya can't be used as chalipin. So the Gemara says leibidamin. That's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means kinyan damin. Kinyan ma'os. If the Mishnah meets Kinyan Mo'os, then the Lashon of the Mishnah should not have been Hazav Koines HaKesef, but rather Mechayev. And it's a subtlety that the Gemara is picking up on. Because Koines HaKesef sounds like, here's the Kesef, here's the Zav. I'll do Meshicha on the Zav, and the Mela, you're going to get the Kesef. That sounds more like Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Mo'os, or a regular Kinyan Domin, where I'm just buying something, would be, I'll do Meshicha on the Zav, and I'll now have an obligation that I'll have to give you money. Meaning, from the fact that the Mishnah seems to be talking about specific Kesef, specific Mois, it sounds like we're talking about a Kinyan Chalipin, where there's something Mesuyim, there's something very specific that we're swapping, as opposed to a regular Kinyan, where I'm going to buy something, where I don't have to give you a specific dollar, a specific Matbeya, I just have to make sure that I pay you. So, Koina Esa Kesef sounds like the Kesef's in front of us. We want the Kinyan to be Chal on this Kesef. That would make sense if it's a Chalipin. But if it's just more of a general Hischaivis than I'm going to have, because I just got your Zav, and I have to pay you for it, so I'm going to owe you money, then Mechayev Mi Boyele, again, it's a subtlety, but that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, Tni, if that's the only thing that's bothering you in this Mishnah, you could always edit the Mishnah Hazav Mechayev. Okay, Nami Mistabro. And the truth is that it's really Muchach from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah means not Kinyan Chalipin, but rather it means Mois Koinois. It means Kinyan Dom and Midik Tani Sefer. Because the Sefer, the Mishnah said, the one that has the Zav did a Meshicha on the Kesef, then the Kinyan does not Chal. If what's going on over here is somebody wants to be Koina with Kinyan Domim, so then I understand the distinction, the way we explained it the last 2 days, between doing a Meshicha on the Zav versus doing Meshicha on the Kesef. I mean, they have a payer of a Kaspativa. And the Svara is because we look at the gold as being the product, we look at the silver as being the money, vitiva peir lekani. And it's for that reason, being that mois is not koinois. So if you do a meshicha on the peri, which is the zav, the kinyan chal, if you do it on the kesef, it's not kinyan chalipin. But if we're talking about a kinyan chalipin, then what's the difference if I did a meshicha on the kesef, I did a meshicha on the zav? This is kinyan chalipin. If it's kinyan domim, if that's what's going on over here, then anachanami, mois is not koinois, so you can't do meshicha on the mois. So you have to do meshicha on the peri. So you have to identify what's the peri, what's the mois. The zav is the peri, the kesef is the mois, that's the beer in the Mishnah. But if we're not talking about mois koinois over here, we're not discussing kinyan kesef, we're actually discussing kinyan chalipin. Oh, if we're discussing kinyan chalipin, then what's the difference if I did meshicha on the zav and the kesef? You don't have to identify the peri and the kesef, because there is no peri and kesef. There's peri and peri. It's just a classic kinyan chalipin, says the Gemara. Elamai, it's a raya that the Mishnah must mean not kinyan chalipin. So you certainly don't have a raya that matbeya nasa chalipin. And I'll prove it to you from a brisa. Kesef in a koines hakesef. Zov Kate said, this brisa was explaining our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that kesef is not koines hazov. Again, if the one that had the zov did meshich on the kesef, it's nachal. Explains the brisa. Machal yasim b'chamisha dinarim shal kesef, dinar shal zov. Somebody was swapping 25 dinarim of kesef for a dinar shal zov. Afa bisham hashach hasa kesef. Even if the one that had the zov did meshich on the 25 dinarim of kesef, like kona chim shach hasa zov. Nothing is chal until we do meshich on the zov. Iyamir b'shalim b'damim b'shalim if the Mishnah means domim. There's a peri and there's a domim shemachal ikani. I understand why the kinyan is not chal. Yeah, I'm in bechalipin, but if it's chalipin, nikni, then it should be chal. Incidentally, the Rishonim grapple, what do you see in this braisa that you didn't see in the Mishnah? The braisa was just explaining the Mishnah. What was the Mishnah? Hakesef ein koine es hazav. The braisa said, keitzad ein hakesef koine es hazav. The Mishnah was a raya that we don't mean chalipin. Because if we mean chalipin, what's the difference if you do meshicha on the kesef, if you do meshicha on the zav? What did you see more in the Braisa that the Braisa said, V'oitain, and Berishon, Elamai Bidom, says the Gemara. So must be, we mean Bidomim, Ihochi Ema Resha. How do you then understand the Resha? Azov, Kenes, a Kesef, Kesef, Mokhle, Dinish, Azov. The Esem, Mechamisha, Dinorim, Shal Kesef, Kimet, Shemoshach, Azov, Nikne, Kesef, Bechol, Mokhle, Shahu. Right, that was the Resha. Hazov, Koines, a Kesef. And again, the Braisa just explains it in greater detail. There were 25 dinarim of kesef for the one dinar shel zav. If the one that had the kesef did mashicha on the zav, everything is going to be chal. So what's the Gemara's kasha? If the Mishnah means chalip and hainu diktani nikna kesef b'chal makam shahu. I understand this loshen amishnah. Again, it's the loshen that we're picking up on. Wherever the money is, it's going to be chal. Eli amr b'damim hain nikna kesef b'chal makam shahu. That's the wrong choice of words. Nischayev gavrim mi bayalei. If we're talking about a regular kinyan kesef, I'm going to sell you my fruit. I do mashiach on the fruit, I owe you money. So does it make sense to say, wherever your money is, it's mine. I owe you money. I got it. You don't have to get so excited. I understand what I need to do. But if we're discussing a kinyan chalipin, then it actually makes a lot of sense. Because a kinyan chalipin, what happens is we identify what it is that I'm getting, what it is you're getting, and wherever my thing is, once I do mashiach on your thing, you're automatically koin it. So bishloima, if the Mishnah perakazov is a chalipin de gemishna. So the price that I was explaining, the Mishnah is talking chalipin. So it's very nice why the Mishnah said this loshin, nikne kesef b'chal makam shahu. Because in a chalipin transaction, when we're swapping objects, we identify what I'm being koin or what I'm being makna. So that's the loshin, that if I'm getting zav, you're getting kesef. As soon as I do mashiach on the zav, wherever that kesef is, the kesef that was identified as being on the other side of the coin of this transaction, it's automatically going to be yours. But if we're talking about a regular chiyuv damin, that I'm going to do mashiach on a chefetz and I just owe you money, then it's chayiv gavra mi bayalei. This nikna kesef b'chamakam shahu is certainly a little too dramatic for what the Bryce is trying to say, Amar Ravashi, La'olam b'damin. Really, the Mishnah means kinyan damin, like we proved before. Because if it doesn't mean kinyan damin, what's the difference between the zav and the kesef? Umay b'chal makim shahu. What does b'chal makim shahu mean? K'moy shahu. The Bryce, agav urchei kamash malo, was coming to teach me a halacha. K'da amale, I amale me arnaki chadasha yehiv nolach. If the person that's acquiring the zav and he obligated himself to give kesef said that the kesef that I'm going to give you is going to be from a new batch of money. He can't give it to him from an old batch. Even if right now they're better. And that's what's implied in this Lashon, not wherever it is. But what he means to say is that when the person acquiring the Zav obligates himself to pay money, a regular transaction where I'll do Meshicha and I'll have to pay you at some point, you have to pay the type of money that you promised that you were going to pay. And the truth is, it's not something we can relate to so much today, because today, money doesn't really have intrinsic value. So when you have a dollar bill, it's not that the dollar bill itself is worth money. It's lotzra pitzul chisai. A $1 bill and a $100 bill essentially cost the same amount of money to print. And if you were going to assess it based on its inherent value, its intrinsic value, it's worth whatever a piece of paper is worth. The value of it is that, or at least once upon a time, it represented, there was a gold standard. We don't even have that anymore. That's why you have inflation. But the point is that money is what it is today. But once upon a time, there was real value to it. So a newer coin versus an older coin, it could be one would be a little bit worth more than the other. So that's what the Bryce is trying to say, that if the Koina said that I'm going to give you Arnaki Chadasha, a new batch of money. You have to give it not Bechol Mokim Shahu, but Kimay Shahu, similar to the money that you said you were going to give. Ah, you'll tell me, if I told you Arnaki Chadasha and now I want to give you Arnaki Yeshana, Arnaki Yeshana is Adifi Minai, why can I give you that? My time at the Gemara feels that it has to explain it to Amale, Lishnan, Kami Be'inu. Because the person can say, it's true, older money is better than newer money, but I plan on putting this money away for a very long time. Putting this money away for 20 years. And 20 years from now, the old money is going to be so old that it's not going to be so good anymore. As opposed to the newer money, right now it's new. But I don't want to use it now. I want to use it in 20 years. And 20 years from now, it's actually going to be good. Either way, we have a machloikis, Rav and Levi, whether matbeya nasa chalipin or ein matbeya nasa chalipin. So before we go weiter, just one interesting ha'arav. And this is nice to see how everything comes full circle. We spoke this out a few times when we learned Masechtas Kedushin, and as we'll see now, that this Gevaldige Chiddush that we spoke out in Masechtas Kedushin is really based on a Mordechai that's based on this Gemara that we just learned right now. It's just beautiful to see how it all comes together. The Ramah in Hilchis Kedushin, Evan Ezer Simon Chav Zayin says, V'yesh Oibrim, the Minig Yisrael is to be Mekadesh B'Tabas. So we know the first Mishnah of Masechtas Kedushin, Isha Niknes Bekesef Shtar Ubebia. Says the Ramah, the Midrash Yisrael is that we're kind of Isha, we're Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef, but not money. Shava Kesef, what type of Shava Kesef? A tabas, a ring. Says the Ramah, V'yesh lehem tam b'tikunei hazoya. So the marriage band has a makar, the makar is al pi kabbalah, it's based on tikunei zoyar, that's the way it's supposed to be. Says the Beis Shmuel, that it's really more than that. It's sharper than what the Ramah said. The Ramah said that there's a minig Yisrael to be mekadesh with a tabas. The truth is, the Beis Shmuel says that it's aser to be mekadesh in Isha with a matbeah, with regular money. It's aser. So you start the first Mishnah of Masechtas Kedushin, Isha Niknes B'Kesef, says the Beis Shmuel Aser. And he says, I am Masha Kosafti B'Simon Lamed Aleph. So if you go to Simon Lamed Aleph, he says it, B'Shem the Mordechai, that there's an Issa de Rabbanon to be Mekadesh and Isha B'Kesef. What's Pshat in this Mordechai? So if you look up the Mordechai is in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin. He says, based on this Gemara right here, we just learned the Gemara that there's a man Domer that holds that Eimat Be'a Nasa Chalipin. And the reason is because the Daite Atzurasa, the Tzurasa Avida de Batla, says the Mordechai, that's a svara to say that a Isha should not be Miskadeshes Bekesef either. Because when the woman accepts the money, Daita Atzurasa, to her the Chashivas of the money is associated with the Tzura that's on the coin, the Tzurasa Avida de Batla. So just like the Gemara said, Ein Matei Anasa Chalipin, so too Midrabbanan Al Kalponim, says the Mordechai, or Isha should not be Miskadeshes Be Matbeya. Sokta Avni Meluim Al Asar in Simin Chav Zayin. He says that the way Rashi explained the Gemara, it's very much a Svara in Chalipin. So that if it's a very much a svar chalipid, he doesn't understand Pashup Shan and this Mordechai. The Mordechai is saying that because Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, it's for that reason that Ein Ha'isha Miskadeshes Bechalipin. Miskadeshes Bechalipin is Kinyin Kesef. This is a svara in Chalipin. And the truth is, if you think about it, we know that Kinyin Kesef works. Where does Kinyin Kesef work? Karka. Karka is nicknamed Bechasef Shtar Chazokah. So I'll ask you a kasha. How could Karka be niknes bekesef, l'chura, the kesef is a matbeya, the matbeya has a tzura, if the matbeya has a tzura, daita tzurasa, the tzurasa avida the batla. How does that work? The teretz is the Gemara was saying the svar and chalipin, and that's why Rashi went out of his way to explain, because by chalipin, there's a drasha that has to be a davar mesuyim, and the fact that you don't have the tzura makes it that it shouldn't be a davar mesuyim. In other words, it's a svar and hilchas chalipin. And just like, even though ein matbeya nasa chalipin, there is a concept of kinyan kasef, so why should it not be miskadeshes bekasef either? So how could the Mordechai say that just like ein matbeya nasa chalipin, ein isha miskadeshes bekasef, or be a midrabanon, it makes more sense to say that just like karka is niknes bekasef, despite the fact that Tzurasa Avida the Butler, so to Anisha should be Miskadeshes Bekesef. And certainly the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Rashi said it's based on a drasha, it's based on a Gzeiras HaKosev, that we'll see in these sugyas that we're going to learn now about Chalipin, that there's a lot of Gzeiras HaKosevs that govern when Chalipin does work, when Chalipin doesn't work. The bottom line is, that the way Rashi learned the Gemara, there's no mocking for this Chiddush of the Mordechai. But this is a Chiddush of the Mordechai. The Beis Shmuel brings in the Shulchan Aruch in two places that even though Isha Niknes Bekesef, not with a Matbeya, and what's the Makar? The Makar is Bava Metzia Daf Mem Hei Yom Beis, where the Gemara says, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, because Daita Atzurasa, and somehow the Mordechai equated a Isha Miskadeshes Bekesef to Daita Atzurasa. But the Mordechai Luchur is Sorech Beer. What's the Pshat? I was thinking, could be the Pshat Azai. Simin Kuf Tzadik in Choshe Mishpah, that's the halacha of Din Knias Karka B'Kesef. That's the name of the Simin. The Sma over there says that the way Kinyan Kesef works, and this is a very important Maramakim when you learn Yeshiva, the Sugis of Noshim and Ezekiel, says the Sma, what's the beer in Karka Niklas B'Kesef? How does Kinyan Kesef work? Sma says, I'm going to tell you how Kesef works. The way Kesef works is, I give you something and you give me money that's equal value to the thing that I gave you. What affects Kinyan Kesef is, it's almost like a chalipin. I'm giving you something that's worth $100, you give me $100, that creates the Kinyan. It's the fact that the money is somewhat shava b'shava to the thing that you're receiving. When there's an exchange of shava b'shava, That's called Kinyan Kesef. And says this, Ma, I'll prove it to you. Because what's the makar to Kinyan Kesef? What's always the paradigm? It's not the makar, but what's the paradigm of Kinyan Kesef? It's Stay Ephraim that Avram Avinu bought, and he bought Stay Ephraim for its value. So you say, Meris, the side of Kinyan Kesef is that I give you value. In other words, Lamay Nafkimina, what the Sma was trying to say is that if I'm going to sell you a field that's worth Arba Shekel Kesef, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, and you're going to give me back a Pruto, Pruto's called money, that's not Kinyan Kesef. Unless the money is equal in value, somewhat relative, to the thing that you're buying, the Kesef is not going to work. So the only time Kinyan Kesef works is if the money that's trading hands is somewhat relative to the value of the underlying thing that you're buying. But if it's not relative in value, in that case, it's not going to work. That's in contrast to Kinyan Sutter, where the Sutter doesn't have to have any value. But Kinyan Kesef, in order for it to work, it has to be Shava B'Shava. A Shava Pruta of Kesef cannot get you a $10,000 field. That's not the way it works. Zok de Taz, it makes a lot of sense, Ma, what you're saying, but it's not true. It's nishrichtik. And I'll prove to you it's not true, because we know Isha's nickname for Kesef. And I'm going to ask you a question. How much Kesef a Shava Pruta? Is a woman worth a Pruta? That's all she's worth? She's worth a Pruta? Of course not. The Teretz is something called Kinyan Kesef. And Kinyan Kesef means that if I want to buy something, I give you Kesef, I can get your thing. Similar to Chalipin. I give you a Sudr, and the male of the Kinyan is going to be Chal. So from the fact that Isha's nickname for Kesef, and oh, by the way, says the Taz, you know what the Makar to Isha's nickname for Kesef is? Kicha kicha mi Stay Ephraim. We goofa learn it from Stay Ephraim. So even though Avram Avinu bought Stay Ephraim for its value, still you can learn from that parasha that an Isha's Niknas Bekesef. So from the fact that Isha's Niknas Bekesef says the Taz, you have a raya from there that Kinyan Kesef has nothing to do with giving its value, and a Shavar Pruta would be enough. If that's true by an Isha, then that should be true by oil Kinyane Kesef as well, such as Karka or whatever it is. In other words, we have a very Yisoidi Machloikis between the Sma and the Taz and Choshemish Batzim and Kuf Tzadik. Number one in Halacha, if I give you a Shavar Prut of Kesef, can I be Kinyan Kesef because of your Karka? Or does the Kesef have to be worth somewhat what the thing I'm buying is? According to the Sma, it does have to be, meaning that won't work. According to the Taz, it's okay. Number one. Number two, we have a Shailin Lumbus. How does Kinyan Kesef work? Is the Yisoid of Kesef somehow Shava B'Shava? Or no? Just like there's a Musik of a Kinyan Sudr, there's a concept of a Kinyan Kesef as well. So I saw in the Minchas Osher from Usha Weiss, he has a whole Arichas in Parashas Chayesara. And this Machloikis, Sma and Taz, and he says that you see from the Sma, in order to answer the Taz's Kasha, it's Muchach, you have to say that it's Choluk B'Yisoid. How Kinyan Kesef works to buy a piece of karka, and how Kinyan Kesef works to be koina nisha. Meaning, the Sma said there's no ambiguity that the way Kinyan Kesef works when you're buying a field is shava b'shava. I freak the Taz, it's not the way it works by Isha. Must be Isha's different. And the way the Kesef works by Isha is taka different than the way Kinyan Kesef works by Asad. And by Isha, it's taka not shava b'shava, because it is not shava b'shava. And the truth is, when a person is Kinyan Isha, it's not a regular Kinyan, it's only a Kinyan Ishus, quote unquote. So Kinyan Ishus is taka different. And Kinyan Ishus, it's more ceremonious, like the Sudr. I give you Kesef and Memela, the Kinyan's Giri Bichal. But not because it's the Shava B'Shava that's effectuating the Kinyan. There is no Shava B'Shava when it comes to an Isha. That's the way it works when you buy a field. It's not the way it works. And it brings Kama V'Kama Rayas to this Yisoy. One Raya brings very nicely is that the Gemara in the Shakla B'Tayri, in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, entertains a Tzad that it could be a man can divorce a woman with money. So at first glance, you'd say, yeah, that's how most divorces go down. But the truth is, Tosfos says that what the Gemara over there means is that a man would give a woman a Shava Pruta of Kesef, and by giving her a Shava Pruta, she would somehow be divorced. It's a Pella. How in the world does that make sense? If the whole Yisoid of Kinyan Kesef is that I'm buying something, so when the man's acquiring the woman, I pay for her. But when I'm divorcing her, I pay for her. Now she should pay me. Isn't the way it should work? The Teretz Yisrael says, Rav Usha Weiss, that's if Kinyan Kesef by Kedushin is the same as a regular Kinyan Kesef. I'm buying some. That's not the way it works. It's more a nicer Kinyan that creates issues. And the Gemara to Havamina in its Shakla B'Taya, that just like this Maisa Kinyan can work to create the issues, it could be this Maisa Kinyan could work to terminate the issues. But the point is, it's all predicated on this idea that Kinyan Kesef is not a regular Kinyan Kesef. It's for that reason we're al kopanim, just nachzel in yonenu. It could be that being that this Kesef is a little bit more chalipendig, it's taken not shava b'shava. Maybe that's the yisrael of the Martchai. Meaning, why should Kesef work with a makbeya to buy karka and not for chalipin? Chalipin, the Gemara said, as far as daita atzurasa. It could be the Martchai held, obviously not like Rashi, like Davni Balloon pointed out, but it could be the Martchai held that the chilik is very simple. If I'm buying something with kesef, so do I care if the tzur is going to be bottle or if it's not going to be bottle? I care about one thing. Is it going to be worth $100 in 10 years from now when they're mevatel the tzura? If the short answer is yes, done. What do I care? I don't care. We take Visa, MasterCard, Amex. We take mitat tzura or the unat tzura. It's all the same. We don't care if the tzura is there or not. We just want to make sure it has value. But that's all true when it's kinyan kesef shava b'shava. But when the way the kinyan is working is as chalipin, so that's already a different deal. I'm giving you a sudr. This is the object that's been used for chalipin. So there's a svara of daita atzurasa. It's not the shava b'shava. The shava b'shava will be later, maybe. But it's the object that's being used for the kinyan. The Gemara was mechadesh a new svara. I didn't make up the svara. The Gemara said the svara. Daita atzurasa, says the Martchai. Oh, there's a new concept that if you're going to use kesef as an object for a maisa kinyan with a tzura, it doesn't work because daita tzurasa, says the Martchai, zeh geshmak. Just like it doesn't work for chalibit, it doesn't work for kinyan kesef by ishus either. It works for regular kinyan kesef because by regular kinyan kesef, it's not just an object that's being used for a kinyan. It's the shava that's creating the kinyan. Oh, it's the shava that's using. All the guy cares is there value or is there not value? That's all that's concerning him. But by ishus, it's different. The woman is going to look at this the same way the meicha is looking at the sudah that's being used for chalibit. This is the thing that I got married with. Oh, daita tzurasa. The tzura is not there. That could be a chasar. It's not a chasar in deiraisa, says the Martchai. It's a very subtle svara. It's managed the svara of the Rabbanon. But al kaponim, the kasha was, why is the Martchai equating isha niknes bekesef to kinyin chalipin? Shouldn't he have equated it better to kinyin kesef by karka? The teretz is, based on this rate from the Minchas Usha, which is based on a sma, in Cheshunish, but Simen Kuf Tzadik, you can easily argue that it's actually more comparable to Kinyan Chalipin, less comparable to Kinyan Ishos, a little bit of Lumbus. Zokta Gemara, Omer Apopo, Afilu L'mandam Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, even according to Mandam that holds, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, so you can't use a Matbeya as the object for Chalipin, Miyavet Hudolayavet Chalipin, it just means that can't be the proverbial Suder. However, aknuye miknu bechalipin. But if you want to acquire money, right, in our Mishnah, we're acquiring money. You're acquiring the Zav, you're acquiring the Kesef. But if you want to acquire money, you can acquire it bechalipin. So money can't be the object that's used for the chalipin, but to acquire money, you can acquire it al yidei a regular good chalipin. Midad avi apeir le Rav Nachman, and I'll prove it to you based on what Rav Nachman said. Peir le Rav Nachman, I'm not going to chalipin. Rav Nachman holds that you can use a peiri for chalipin. We didn't do a proper akdamah to today's daf. My apologies, but the truth is, daf started in my sleep. But either way, the bekar to kinyan chalipin is a pasuk in Sefer Rus, and in Rus, the object that was used for chalipin was a shoe. Rav Nachman holds that in order to do chalipin, it has to be similar to a shoe. A fruit is not like a shoe. As a result, Rav Nachman holds you can't use peiris for chalipin. So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman holds a fruit cannot be used for chalipin. However, aknu yemakdi b'chalipin. Rav Nachman would agree that if you want to buy a fruit, you can use chalipin. So tivanami, money is the same thing. The money itself cannot be used as the object for chalipin. But if you want to acquire money, al yidei, a proper chalipin, that's something you certainly would be able to do. I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah in Maisa Sheni. So you never realized Maisa Sheni would play such a prominent role in the beginning of Perek Hazah. If somebody was standing in the goyrin, he's in the field. He doesn't have money. He can tell his friend, I'm giving you my fruit as a gift. And then afterwards he can tell him, so what's the background to this Mishnah? The background is that we spoke yesterday in detail about Pidyon Maisa Sheni. If a person has Maisa Sheni, he was obligated to take his Maisa Sheni, bring it to Yerushalayim, V'chalto, That's the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni. What if it's too hard? It's very difficult for you to take all your fruit. You have a lot of fruit, or you live far away, so you can be poyde with kesef. Now, the halach is that if you were poyde Ma'aseh Sheni, you couldn't be poyde it for equal value. But rather, you always had to be Moisef HaChaynesh. Every time you do pidyon, you have to be Moisef HaChaynesh. What's the reason? Because we don't trust you. The reason is because a person has a lot of negias when it comes to his money. So you're going to be counting, my fruit is worth $100, and you're going to be paid it with $100. We don't trust you that you made your assessment properly. It's probably worth a little bit more than that. It's worth $120, and you discounted it. You were Meir Heter, Ruben Megezel, Esther Eshbam and Bava Basra. People are Meir Heter when it comes to money. So as a result, we don't trust you. So what we do is we give you a buffer. Add a chaymish, like this. Even if you discounted your price a little bit, it's still going to come out to be somewhat shavah b'shav. Now, the only time this is true, that you have to be Moisef a chaymish when you're paid to Ma'aseh Sheni, is if I'm being paid to my own Ma'aseh Sheni. So if it's my money and it's my payers and I'm being paid to the Ma'aseh Sheni, there's halacha, you have to be Ma'aseh Chemesh. But if I'm being paid to your Ma'aseh Sheni, you're being paid to my Ma'aseh Sheni, you can do that. And over there, there's no halacha that you have to be Ma'aseh Chemesh. So this Yid was standing in his Geirin. He had Ma'aseh Sheni and he wanted to be paid it. But he didn't want to be paid to his own Ma'aseh Sheni because he didn't want to pay this tax. He's not interested in adding this chaymesh. So he's going to do a harama. Says the Mishnah that there's an etzah. The Mishnah actually prescribes the harama, how exactly you can circumvent the halacha. So you know what you do? What you do is, you tell your friend, Harei peris halu nesalach matana. These are your fruit. Oh, now they're not mine. Now they're yours. I can be paid it dollar for dollar. I don't have to add a chaymesh anymore. But the Mishnah prefaced this harama with one line. The ein biyadei mais. It's talking about where he had no money. Why did the Mishnah say that? Because had he had money, there would have been a more preferable way to do the harama. So you could do the harama in the lekatchila way or the b'di'evid way. There would have been a lekatchila way to do the harama. The lekatchila way would have been, don't give your friend the peiros, give your friend the money. It's really the same thing. It's six of one, half a dozen of another. You're accomplishing the same thing. The poida is not going to be the one that owns the payers. But am I giving away the payers or am I giving away the money? Says the Mishnah, you could do either one. But likatchila, give money. Okay, then give payers. That works too. But the point is, you can either give money or you can give payers. Likatchila, give payers. What's the katchila? Give money. Says the Gemara. Time of the Embi Yadim Mois. It's clear from the Mishnah that the reason we tell you give the payers is because you had the money. Am Yesh Biad Mois. If you have the money, look at the Lud Idach Meshicha Uparik Dachi Yadim. It would have been better. Whatever reason, we're not learning Hilchas Ma'aseh Sheni now. Well, it feels like we are, but we're really not. So that would be more preferable. Give the money. Don't give the payers. The Amrit says the Gemara Matbei Nikna Bchalipin. Now, if you're going to tell me that Makbeya is Nikna Bchalipin, Nikna Le Mois Lehech Agav. Frank the Gemara, what does it mean? You know, who cares that you don't have money? Bishloima, if the only way to be kind of mice is bimeshicha. So if he doesn't have the money here, how could he be makd in the money? But if you're going to tell me makbeya, even though it in itself can't be the object of chalipin, but it is niknis bechalipin, so there's an etza over here. The etza is just take a sudder, take a yarmulke, take a shoe, take anything, transfer it, say that al yedei that the mice is going to trade hands. That's the concept of kinyan chalipin. And now we'll have the money. So if it's more like katchila to be makna, to give the money, then who cares around the money here? Without having elamai, it must be that matbeya is not niknis bechalipin. So you didn't have the money there to do mashicha. You can't be makna in the chalipin either. But the Gemara says, 1 second, v'niknidu nalei agav karka. That can't be a raya, because even if chalipin doesn't work, you still have a kasha. Why couldn't you give him the money with kinyan agav? Let him be kind of the karka and let him have it that way. So the Gemara says, the lesle karka. It's talking about where he had no karka. They're standing in a field. It wasn't his field. Says the Gemara, the ichbol tano lashmin and gavra artiloi. Meaning, there's two ways to learn this Mishnah. Any could learn this Mishnah that really the money could have been niknis bechalipin. Why didn't they just do chalipin? Because they didn't have any way. They didn't have a sudder. Do it kinyan agav. Or you could say that no. My pay is really not niknis bechalipin. The only way to be koina is either bekinyan agav or bemashicha. It was gerin sheina shaloi. And the money wasn't here. That's reasonable. Frank the Gemara, the possibility that the pshat in the Mishnah is, we're really matbe is niktas b'chalipin. Just as talking about where he has no sudar, are we talking about a garva atiloi? Rashi says a person that's standing arum, he's not wearing anything. Anything works for chalipin. Shkan yamaka, shkan kapel, hagunish. That's very loichchiach. That's the way this story. Not. It was in a good grade. It was in the mikvah. Exactly. The less slave. Yeah. I'm sheeden. The less slave. The Gemara says el af shma mi. No, it must be ein matbe and nikta bechalipin shma mi. No. One interesting side note that we won't talk about is that it's master from the Gemara that had the. Had he owned the karka, he could have been mocked in the kesef tim be'agav, and then it would have been fine. Meaning the other person would have owned the money now, he could have been paid the chavah, but he wouldn't have to be moisef chaymish. Kinyan agav would have worked. We've spoken out many times. Machlikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is Bava Kama, Dafi Bezim and Aleph, and Rashi in the beginning of Perak HaZorik and Masech is Gittin, whether Kinyan agav is a Kinyan de'iraisa, or Kinyan agav is a Kinyan de'rabbanon. Rashi holds Kinyan agav is a Kinyan de'iraisa. Tosfos holds Kinyan agav is only Kinyan de'rabbanon. It works, we did hefker, bez, and hefker, al kapanim, it's only a kinyan derabanan. Rav Kiveger in a tshuva brings a raya from this Gemara that you see from here that if I own something only midrabanan, I'm considered a bailim even for dine deraisa. So I own it, I was kind of midrabanan. Midrabanan, it's mine. It's not mine midrabanan, it's mine midrabanan. But if the rabanan said that it's mine even for dine deraisa. It's a truvis Rabbi Kiveger. Says Rabbi Kiveger, you're not my raya, is this Gemara. Because you see over here that the Gemara said that if Ruva would be machted to Shimon his mois, bekinyan agav, and now Shimon wanted to be paid to the Maisa Sheni, he could be paid to the Maisa Sheni, Shava b'Shava. The halacha, the eraisa of Chaimish, would be bypassed. Why? Because it's somebody else's money. Had it become the somebody else's money, how did Shimon get it? Kinyan agav. Kinyan agav is not a kinyan deraisa. Kinyan agav is a kinyan derabanan. So if I only owe it midrabanan, how in the world can I get it? The truth is that this Rab Kiveger, this Chuvas Rab Kiveger is really, it's Tali Ba'ashley Ravavi. There's a lot of raid, and a lot of that raid is going to come up in the next couple of days when we learn the sugya, one of the more geshmaka, difficult sugyas, but a very geshmaka sugya, Mois Kainis, Machlekes Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, Mois Kainis, Medei Raisa, Mois Kainis only Medei Rabbanon, and it plays itself out to this halacha. So Bezrat Hashem, this is raid that we'll hopefully get to in the next couple of days. Either way, says the Gemara, El Alav Shmami, no Emape, Niktik Chalipin Shmami, no. Says Rav Rapapa Hadabe, even Rapapa was the one that said that even according to the Mandama that holds the Mape, it can't be Chalipin, but you can be kind of money with Chalipin. He too was Chayzer. The other Rapapa, Rapapa had 12,000 alfei dinri by the chayzai, akninu the Rav Shmuel Bar Acha agav asif the beisa, and he needed Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to own it. Now we learned this together. It's a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Bava Kama. The context over there was where a papa sent Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to go pick up his pekadin, but the shomer pekadin didn't want to give it to him because the halacha is that if they would give it to Rav Acha, and then an oinus, something would happen to it, it would be stolen or lost. On the way back to Rav Papa, the Shomer would have been responsible. He says, no way, I'm going to give you 12,000 dinarim, something's going to happen, and we're going to be responsible. So he wanted him to clear him. He wanted to be indemnified from any issues that's going to happen to it sometime later in the future. And he went back to Rav Papa. The only way to do it was for Rav Papa to be maknet the money to him. But the problem is the money was in yen and nekvel. So how was he going to be maknet to him? So he was maknet in bekinyan agav. So the Gemara says, akiyosa nofek la'ape atovich. When he came back with the money, Rav Papa was so excited. He greeted him. He was so besimcha that pashit, he got his money back. The kasha is that, why do you have to be makted to Bekinyan Agav? Why couldn't he just be makted to Bekinyan Chalipin? So you see that even Rav Papa, who was the one that said that you could be kind of kasef ayde chalipin, after Rav Papa Hadebe, he was chayzer, because with that story there, he wouldn't have had to do it agav asif at the base of Kinyan Agav, which is a little bit more complicated. He could have simply given it to Bekinyan Agav. Agav Urchi, I think this Gemara is another makar to Rav Papa being a gvir. So you see it throughout Shas, right? There's certain tanom and amiroim that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rebbe, was a big veer. You find Rabbi Akiva was a big veer. It's a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim. And amongst the Amiram, we spoke recently about Rava and Rav Chizda Kiyudua. Rav Papa was a big Oysher. You see here, he had 12,000 Alfi Dinri. It sounds like it was a lot. B'derech Agav, the Yamshel Shloima brings in the end of Masechtas Bava Kama that the reason we mention Rav Papa's son's names by Asiyah is because Rav Papa was an Oysher Gadol and he was a big Machzik Torah. And because he was a Machzik Torah, he would when his Talmid Chachamim would finish a Masechta and it would be time to make a Siyam, he would spend a lot of money to make a beautiful Siyam. And it's because of that, he was Zoicha, that his kids' names are always mentioned by the Siyumim. It's funny, in the beginning of the week, we were talking about Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a Sefer, Sefer HaZikaron, different things that are school of HaZikaron and things that are Kasha L'Shikcha. We spoke about it Sunday morning. So one of the things that he brings that's a school of HaZikaron is to mention Rav Papa's son's names by a Siyum. It's interesting, you sit by a Siyum sometimes, one person's Messiah, not everybody's Messiah. He brings from Kadmoinim that it's a school of for Zikaron, to mention Rav Papa's kids' names. But I just had one thought, that Rav Papa was a Machzik Torah, and because he was a Machzik Torah, he was Zoicha, that we mention his son's names by a Tzir. Why is it his son's names? Should be, he was the one that was a Machzik Torah. How did this somehow trickle down to his kids? I was thinking, there's a Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, Daf Chof, Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Rava, Derochim Rabbanon, Havalei Banim Rabbanon. Someone that loves Talmidei Chachamim, he's going to be Zoicha, that he's going to have children that are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. The Vilna Goyen said that it could be its merumas in the Pasek. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol neyadecha. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, es Hashem, the rabbi is Talmidei Chachamim. If you're going to love Talmidei Chachamim, v'shinatam levanecha. You're going to be Zoicha to have children that you're going to be able. And they bring, b'shem the Vilna Goyen, that the Goyen said, you know what the Sfarah is? The Sfarah is that a father loves his son. If you love Talmidei Chachamim, you're going to be Zoicha to be able to channel your Ahava that you have for your son to Ahava for Talmidei Chachamim. The father naturally loves his kid. But is that Ahava's Talmidei Chachamim? Depends. Is the son of Talmidei Chachamim or not? If you're a Rochim Talmidei Chachamim, then you're going to be Zoicha that the Ahava that you have for your son is going to be an Ahava's Talmidei Chachamim. That's the way it works. But Al Kaponim, Rav Papa didn't just respect Talmidei Chachamim. He did it with a ganze heart. It came time to make a sin. He did it by Ahava Rabba. He did it with a ganze heart. You do it with a ganze heart. With Ahava, he was a Rochim Rabbanon. He was Zoicha to have children, Talmidei Chachamim. That's why we don't mention Rav Papa. Rafram Bar Papa, Choy Bar Papa, Abamari Bar Papa. We mention Rav Papa's kids because he was a Rochim and we show what he was Zoicha to. That he was Zoicha to have Arzei Alvanon come from him, and it came because of the Ahava that he had towards Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Gemara. V'chein Omar Ula, Ein Matpeh and Nasa Chalipin. So we had earlier in Machlokes whether Matpeh is Nasa Chalipin or Matpeh is not Nasa Chalipin. Says the Gemara. Ula also said Ein Matpeh and Nasa Chalipin. V'chein Omar Avasi, Ein Matpeh and Nasa Chalipin. If this went until the bottom of the Yomid, it would be good. But we ran out of Amiram. That whole thing. I'll ask you a question. Yid's walking in the street, and all of a sudden, he sees one of his workers. He hasn't paid him in a year and a half. And he comes running after. It's you owe us money. It's the Chamorov, that's his donkey drivers, and his workers, they want to get paid. But he says, you know, I have no money on me. V'amar l'shulchani, he makes sure to walk in the street without money on him. So v'amar l'shulchani, he saw a money changer there. Money changers had money. And he told him, Tainli bedina mois, do me a favor. I owe these guys a dinar. Will you please give them a dinar? V'afar the same. V'ani alo l'chayof a dinar v'trisis. If you do that, I'll give you a dinar and a trisis. I'll give you even a little bit more than a dinar. M'mois sheyesh l'bebesi, money that I have in my house. Meaning, they were driving him crazy. They want to get paid. So he said, I'll pay you. Promise, I don't have any money. So he goes over to the Shulchani. He tells the Shulchani, do me a favor, pay them. How much do I owe them? A dinar? I'll give you back a dinar, Teresa. I'll pay you for doing this. Says the Gemara, if he has money in his house, mutter, then it's okay. Then you could do it. Then he's just like paying for him. It's not a big deal. Vim lav, but if he doesn't have money, usser. Why? Like you said, it's ribbis. Because at that point, I'm essentially borrowing the money. And being that I'm borrowing the money, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara. V'yisol g'day d'chei matpeya nasa chalipin. Now if matpeya is not nasa chalipin, havalei hava v'aser. What's the difference if he has the money, he doesn't have the money? I was like, bishleima if matpeya is nasa chalipin. So essentially what he's saying is, there's a kinya chalipin going on. I'll give you a dinar vitrisis for your dinar. The way we look at it is, it's a kinyan is taking place. A chalipin kinyan. But if you're going to tell me, ein matpeh nasa chalipin, so there's no way to create such a kinyan. What essentially is happening then, if you break it down to its mechanics? I'm borrowing money. I'm borrowing money, then it's going to be ribbis. So the Gemara says, ishtik. He was quiet, meaning this seemed to be a really good raya. So we had all these amiram that hold ematpei naschalipin. This would seem to be a great raya that matpei is naschalipin. Because how else do you understand the Mishnah? Amalei, so he told him, dimi idiv idiv beprutato shanu, deleko layotiv. It could be this money that we were talking about over here was not real money. There was no tzura on it. The point is, it was shavah kesef. It wasn't really kesef. Vidiv idiv pei rahava, meaning in halacha, from a chalipin standpoint, we look at it as peiris. Umishom hachi nikta bechalipin. It's for that reason that it's nikta bechalipin. Amalei, in, yeah, I think what you said is true, meaning it wasn't real money. He didn't ask him for money. He asked him for something that looks like money, that maybe will be money, that has the value of money, but it's not money. L'may nafkamina, it's Paris, so it is going to be niktas b'chalibin. So he told him, I'll prove to you, diktani yofa dina vetrisis. He told him, give them yofa dina vetrisis. If you're medayik to lashon, something that's worth a dina vetrisis. V'loitai didn't say dinar yofa vetrisis. He didn't say give him a dinar yofa, a nice dinar, and just add to it a trisis. It's something that's worth a dinar, vitrisa, shmamina. Rav Ashi said, la'olam bedamim ubeprutatos. And the way Rashi explains this, la'olam, usually la'olam means we're changing what we just said. La'olam, we're not changing. Meaning, what you said is right. We're talking about where the exchange was not money, but it was prutatos. It was something that could be money. But what's the nekuda? Why then is there no issue when he has the money? Not because of chalipin, meaning what's going on over here is not chalipin. Because we understood that kishiyesh lo mois bebeisai, the reason there's no issue of ribis is because we look at it as a kinyan chalipin, which was the Gemara's raya then, that it must be matbeyas, not a chalipin. So Gemara said, no, we're not talking about a matbeya. So Rav Ashi said, I agree with the teretz, but I disagree with the kasha. The teretz, meaning what you said, that we're not talking about real money, I agree, because hachinami mistabra, you had a diuk. The diuk was something worth a dinar, not the dinar itself. But you came to it because you had a kasha. Your kasha was, how come when you have mois bebesai, is there no issue of ribis? Why should there be an issue of ribis? Because he doesn't have the money right now. Because if he's going to give him more, that should be ribis. Your explanation for that halacha the brayso was chalipin. That's not the explanation. The explanation is given the islay, being that he has a nasa ko'imra halveni ache yovei bni or ache emtsa mafteach. As if he told him, loan me the money until my son comes or until I find the mafteach. And Rashi says, a peladiga halacha, that if a person goes over to his friend and he says, I want to borrow $100, he says, I'll loan with you on interest. We're Jews. We're not malva beribis. He says, no, I have the money really, I just have to wait till my son comes, he's the one who knows where it is, or until I find the door to, the key to the vault. It's okay, that's not ribbis. Why shouldn't it be ribbis? We'll see that already when we learn Perek Yezeh Neshech. But either way, Yesh Le Mois Bebeisa is not ribbis, not because we look at it as chalipin. So he disagreed with the whole premise of applying that braisa to our sugya, but regardless, you have no raya either way, whether matpeh is nasa chalipin. Toshma, one final right. This is a Mishnah Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Chav Ches. Anything that is Nase Domin Ba'acher, very vague Mishnah, Kivin Shezochazeh, once one of them is Koinit, Nischayv Zeh B'chalipin. Says, Kol Nase Domin Ba'acher, what are we talking about? Sounds like Matbeya. Isn't that just like a very confusing way of saying money? Kol Nase Domin Ba'acher. Money. And what did the Braisa say? What did the Mishnah say? Kivin shezocha zeh, neschayiv zeh b'chalipin. Shmamina matbein nasa chalipin. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, hachikam. That means something else. Kol anishayim domim ba'achar. Kivin shezocha zeh, neschayiv. The Mishnah means just the opposite. We're not talking about money. The word is not kol anasa. It's kol anishayim. Anything that needs to be assessed in order to determine its value. You don't have to assess a $100 bill to know that it's worth $100. You have to assess metaltlin. So it's just the opposite. Anything that needs to be assessed, such as metaltlin, kivin shezocha zeh, neschayiv zeh b'chalipin. So the Gemara says, okay, nami mistabro, mi diktoni seifa. It's actually muchach that way, because that Mishnah has a seifa. Ketzad, what's an example? Hichlif shar b'paro, oi chamar b'shar. Shmami no. You see, you're not talking about money. You're talking about a shar, you're talking about a chamar. Fake the Gemara. It's such a good hachinami mistabra that what in the world was the havamina? Well, the saw the gadai to make kara matbeya. According to the havamina, the gemara that I thought we're talking about a matbeya. My ketzad. How in the world did he understand the havamina? So yeah, how do you understand the mishnah? So it says the gemara. You'll have to say that there was like some chesurim nechsur going on. Hachikamar uperi nami avdi chalipin. We thought that kol nasa domi means money. money is not chalipin. And by the way, peiris is also chalipin. Keitzad hichlev shor bepara chamar b'shar. Now you'll ask me, shor bepara chamar b'shar, that's not peiris. If we're explaining peiris, not chalipin, why are we talking about a shor and a para? The reason is because atzad hashava between peiris and a shor bechamar, as it relates to chalipin, is that they're both not a keli. The makar to kini chalipin is from the shoe. So you would think it has to be similar to a shul, it has to be a keli. A shor is not a keli, a chamar is not a keli, peiris is not a keli. So that's what we're saying. The point of the Mishnah is money and peiris. Keitzad is explaining the peiris part, it's not explaining the shor part. It's not explaining the mois part. Hanicha, but the Gemara says, Rav Sheish is done by peiri avdi chalipin. According to Rav Sheish, that holds peiris avdi chalipin, so it's a good way to learn the Mishnah. El Rav Nachman dama kli in avo peiri loy, but there is a Rav Nachman that holds it has to be keli, can't be a peiri. Loy avdi chalipin, my keitzad, how does he understand it? So the Gemara says, Hochi Kamar, he's going to understand it as follows. Yesh damim shehenke chalipin. The Mishnah is not even talking about kinyan chalipin. The Mishnah is talking about kinyan dam. And ordinarily, you can't be kind of metaltalin with mois, and this is going to take us now into the very intense sugya of Dvar Torah mois koinos. That's going to be tomorrow's daf. So ordinarily, you can't be kind of metaltalin with damim. Stating that, the Mishnah is saying that there is damim that works like chalipin, meaning you could be kind of metaltalin with this type of damim, just like you could be kind of metaltalin with chalipin. Keitzad hichlev, d'mei shor b'para, or d'mei chamar b'shar. You swap the shor for the para, or the chamar for the shor. But it wasn't the shor for the para in the chalipin sense. It was the d'mei shor. We'll see what that means tomorrow. That could work. And the reason is, my time at Rav Nachman, let's just read the words, some of the Rav Yochanan, Damar Dvar Torah Mois Koinos, because it feels like Rav Yochanan, the Midday Raisa, Mois Koinos, you have to go through half of Shas to get to this. Umipnei Ma Amru Meshicha Koino, what's the reason that you need to do Meshicha, Gzeir Shem Yoyim Eloi Nisifu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. Rav Yochanan is the Midday Raisa, it could be Koino Metalfel and Bekesef. It's Midrabana, you can't. And the reason is, because what happens in a regular Kinyan Kesef? Kinyan Kesef means that two people agree, I'll sell you my shor for $100. You give me $100, the kinyan's chal. Where's the shor right now? Or let's say chitin, because that's Rabbi Yechon's case. I'll sell you $100 worth of chitin. You give me $100, you're kind of the chitin. The chitin is in my storage house. What happens if a fire breaks out in my storage house? Am I going to be incentivized to save the produce from the fire? No, it's your chitin. It's not my chitin. It was my chitin, yeah. So it's for that reason the Chachamim said that the kinyan can never be chal on the chitin until the loikeach does Meshicha, he takes it out of the possession of the Meicher. Because otherwise, this person may lose out at some point in the future. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan Shita was that Dvar Torah Mois Koinos. It's only with the Rabbanan that Mois is not Koinos. For that reason, the only time the Rabbanan said Mois is not Koinos is by a Milsa de Shchicha. Milsa de Shchicha goes by Rabbanan. Milsa de Loi Shchicha, Loi goes by Rabbanan. That last case was a Milsa de Loi Shchicha, and a Milsa de Loi Shchicha, Loi Gazru be Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish, the Amma Meshichim of Reshes Menat Torah. As Rish Lakish is going to explain it, Rish Lakish holds that Moses Koinois, Moses is not Koinois even Midday Rice. That means when we say Kinyan Domim doesn't work, it doesn't work Midday Rabbanan, it doesn't work Midday Rice either. It means Moses is never Koinois. So if Moses is never Koinois, then how could the Mishnah and Kedushin be saying that there is a time where Mois works? Bishleim, if it's all within the Rabbanon, all right, you'll tell me the Rabbanon were geyser in some instances, they weren't geyser in other instances. But if it doesn't work on the Deiraisa level, how could they say that? So the Gemara says, Hani Chisav like Rav Sheshes. Bishleim, if he learned like Rav Sheshes, that holds that Paris is Nasa Chalipin. Metaris like Rav Sheshes. We'll say the Mishnah means Chalipin. El Isav like Rav Nachman, Dama Peri Leyavdi Chalipin. But if he also like Rav Nachman, that holds that Paris is Leyavdi Chalipin. Umat Be'el Leikoni, Heichem Metaris Lo. How's he going to explain the Mishnah? I mean, we had a Gibbs Achanetz with this Mishnah. The Mishnah means one of three things. Either money could be used as Chalipin, or Paris could be used as Chalipin, or it's possible sometimes for Mois to be Koinos, even for Metalfin. So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that Rish Lakish, who we know for sure holds that Mois is not Koinos, even Midai Raisa, if he holds that Peiris Le'avdi Chalipin, and my Peiris Le'avdi Chalipin, so he struck out. So all three options of how to learn the Mishnah don't work. You'll have no choice but to say that he holds like Rav Sheshes, he holds that Peiris is Avdi Chalipin.